This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. Thrive Suite Productions. And welcome to This Day in Sports History. It's January 23rd, and on this day in 1983, Bjorn Borg surprised the tennis world by retiring. For one, Borg was only 26 years old. Second, nobody had really heard from him for the past 16 months. Borg was a master on the slower surfaces, winning 6 French Opens and 5 consecutive Wimbledon titles from 1976 through 1980. But he did have his issues on the hard surfaces, never winning an Australian or U.S. Open. The last time that he was seen at an ATP event was the 1981 U.S. Open final against John McEnroe. Borg won the first set, but McEnroe won the next 3 to win his 4th Grand Slam event and his 3rd Open. It was Borg's 10th failure at the U.S. Open, and immediately after the match ended, Borg exited the court, jumped in his car, went to the airport, and was airborne before McEnroe's on-court celebration was even over, never changing out of his signature Fila gear. The initial reaction to his sudden exit was that it was just another rich tennis player acting like a spoiled brat. But it came out later that a death threat against him had been made during his semifinal match with Jimmy Connors, and then another death threat came in prior to his match with McEnroe, and fearing for his safety, he made a hasty exit in an effort to get back to his native Sweden. Many thought that during the preceding 16 months, Borg had been working out. He was a known workout fiend, practicing on court 5 hours a day. And the dude had a resting heart rate reported to be around 30 beats per minute. Also, the 81 Open was the last major one with the small-headed wooden rackets. Oversized rackets made of composite materials had been around for a few years, and they were taking over at this point. The new rackets took some getting used to, so maybe he was working out the kinks with the new gear. But on this day, he announced he didn't have the right motivation, couldn't give 100%, and tennis wasn't fun any longer, so he retired. Borg attempted a comeback in 1990, but that failed miserably. At age 34 then, taking on much younger competition, he lost all 12 of his matches he played and retired for the final time. There are a lot of what-ifs in looking back at Borg's brief but illustrious career that ended on this day in 1983. Also on this day, in 1944, the Detroit Red Wings beat the New York Rangers 15-0. It still stands as the biggest shutout win in NHL history. So you might be asking, did Rangers goalie Ken McCauley make any saves that night? And yeah, he did. 43 of them, which illustrates how much of an avalanche he faced. By contrast, Detroit's goalie Connie Dion only had to make 9 stops. In 1 4-minute span, the Red Wings scored 4 goals. Speaking of odd scores, back in 2000, the St. Louis Rams beat Tampa Bay 11-6. It took a Kurt Warner to Ricky Prohl 30-yard TD strike to score the game's only touchdown and break open a 6-5 game. That 11-6 score stood alone as a scoregami until last year when the Jets beat the Dolphins by that score. Now, if you don't know what scoregami is, it is fascinating if you're a numbers person, and I've put a link to a video explaining scoregami in the show notes. And in 2015, Golden State's Klay Thompson set an NBA record by scoring 37 points in a quarter in a 126-101 win over Sacramento. That's all for today. Thanks for stopping by and giving this episode a listen. If you like the show and have a brief moment, how about leaving a 5-star review and a comment on Apple Podcasts? That would be greatly appreciated. Also, check out the show notes for other ways to help the show. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with another This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, sports history fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all 6 of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.